Shalom to all. And we're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Vayishlach. So on his way back home, Yaakov heard that Esau was coming to greet him with 400 men. He prepared quite the gift of many sheep, goats, cows, camels, and donkeys and sent them off to Esau. He also davened to Hashem for help and prepared for the eventuality of war with Esau. That night, he crossed the stream, and when he returned to retrieve a few small jugs, the Malach of Esau accosted him. They scuffled the entire night with Yaakov getting the upper hand. He didn't release the Malach until he was blessed. The Malach told him his name wouldn't be Yaakov anymore, rather Yisrael. The next day, Yaakov met up with Esau, who hugged him and kissed him. All of Yaakov's camp bowed down to Esau. After a short conversation, Esau tried suggesting to Yaakov they should travel together. Yaakov rebuffed the offer and told Esau to travel on. He would meet up with him at Seir. They took leave of each other, and Yaakov traveled to Sukkot, where he lived for 18 months. Next, he moved to Shechem and bought a field there. Dina went out to town, was kidnapped by Shechem and violated. Shechem then decided to marry her and tried to convince Yaakov to let him do so. Her brother spoke up and said the only way that would be possible is if everyone in Shechem gets a bris milah. After a conversation with the townspeople, they all agreed. On the third day after the bris, Shimon and Levi took their swords and wiped out the entire city, including Shechem and Chamar's father. They took all the spoils from the city. Yaakov was upset, for he was afraid that all the surrounding cities would gang up on them and wipe them out. But no cause for worry. Hashem instilled dread and fear in all the surrounding cities. Hashem then appeared to Yaakov, instructing him to go back to Beis El. Yaakov gathered his family and all that were with him, instructed them to remove all the avodah zarah they had from Shechem, and then journeyed on. Devira, who was the nursemaid of Rivka, whom Rivka had sent to call Yaakov back home, she died and was buried near Beis El. Rivka also died at the time. Hashem blessed Yaakov and then officially changed his name to Yisrael. Rachel went into labor, had difficulties, and right before she died, she named her newborn son Ben Oini, but Yaakov named him Binyamin. Rachel died and was buried on the road to Ephras. After Rachel's death, Yaakov moved his bed into Bilhah's tent, and Reuven, taking a front, moved Yaakov's bed to Leah's tent. The Torah then lists all the Shvatim, and then tells that Yitzchak died at 180 years old, although it's out of order because Yitzchak was still alive in next week's Parsha. Esav took his family and wealth and moved to Seir because he couldn't handle being near Yaakov. The Torah then lists all of Esav's wives and children, and we learn from there that the family was riddled with incest. The Parsha concludes with the 8 kings of Edom that ruled before there was a Jewish king. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.